are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 14th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. Again, this is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. Production note, starting next week, the MLB channel is going to 3 episodes per week. Locked On Twins, 3 episodes per week. Will usually be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So keep an eye out on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Might have a Tuesday, might have a Thursday, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday is going to be kind of the baseline schedule for us moving forward, at least for the last couple weeks of December and, you know, maybe throughout January, depending on how long the lockout lasts. But we did this last year, go down to 3 days a week, kind of in the heart of the winter, especially with not a whole lot going on in terms of transactions. But what I can promise you is that we will always, always, always have something interesting to talk about on Locked On Twins. And I'm really excited to talk about our topic today because I'll say it again. I say it every day. My favorite thing about Major League Baseball is minor league baseball. I love talking prospects. I love talking future Twins. I love talking ETAs. And when I say ETA, it's a question that's asked a lot of, you know, podcasters covering the Twins or writers or whoever. Estimated times of arrival. When are we going to see these prospects? For a lot of people, especially coming off a really poor season for the Twins, a lot of fans, they're going to turn to the prospects, man. They want to know. They want that hope. When are we going to see Jose Miranda? When are we going to see Royce Lewis? When are we going to see Jordan Balazovic? When are we going to see these Twins top prospects? We talk about them constantly. We talk about them for years before they come up. People just want to know, when is it happening? And it's a lot easier to get sucked in and say, let's make this happen now when the roster doesn't have a ton of good veterans, especially in the rotation. Mostly in the rotation. They have some really good veterans on the position player side, but especially in the rotation, the good news is I'm ranking 10 in order of most likely to make their debut in 2022. I'm counting, I think it's 7 arms, 7 pitchers and 3 position players on my list. So I think there's a chance you see up to 7 top prospects for the Twins in 2022. Because their system is at a really unique spot. When you look at farm systems and you look at farm system rankings, it's either that a team has a ton of really good teenagers, like 18, 19-year-olds, high upside, your Fernando Tatis Juniors of the world, you know, in their system, still years away. Sometimes for Fernando, it's like a year away. But he's an extreme example. 18, 19-year-olds who are a couple years away, or you have really close to the majors, solid top prospects who've succeeded at AA or AAA, and then you have a mixture of younger, older prospects. The Twins really lean toward older prospects. Much of their system is together. Like, you look at their top prospects, and Chase Petty's an exception. Emmanuel Rodriguez, who we talk about quite a bit, is an exception. They have some exceptions. Keone Kvako, their first round pick from 2019, is an exception, although not looking like a top prospect at this point in time. But a lot of their top prospects are on that same path together. Like, they're striding together, which I think is a good thing. And I think it can be an exciting thing for 2022. If nothing else is exciting, the Twins do decide that they want to turn to these prospects, play the kids like Matt and I talked about last week. A lot of people in favor of that. Like, I'm a prospect guy. That sounds really fun for next year. My first priority or my first wish would be that they compete or try to compete next year. But I would probably say my second would be I want to see as many prospects as possible next year because that's really exciting. And that would be second to filling in the gaps with veterans and, you know, calling guys up later than you would have because you've signed Carlos Martinez or Zach Greinke or whoever. And we talked about that with our 3 routes episode a couple weeks ago. It might have been last week. I want to see some prospects. Second to, I want to see the Twins compete. Because a lot of times, if you're seeing a lot of prospects, the team is not competing, right? But I think their system is in a really interesting place. I think it's in a place with a lot of 22, 23-year-olds who are already at AA or AAA, who are not that far off, who found success at AA and AAA last year or the year before, or 2019. There was no year before in 2020, no minor league baseball, who've had success, who are ready to make an impact, hopefully as soon as early or mid-2022 for the Twins. So that's exciting to me. And you're going to see this wave similar to the Polanco, Sano, Barrios, Buxton, the wave coming through. This is a new wave coming, and they're coming together. This is not sprinkle. You're going to get one there, one here. I mean, you will. But in terms of call-ups, I think you're going to see more of a flurry than you're used to seeing in Major League Baseball for the Twins. I think there's going to be a flurry this summer, potentially, because they have, like I said, a lot of 22, 23, 24-year-olds who've been successful at AA and don't have a whole lot left to prove. Let's talk about it after this word from Fantrax and DirecTV Stream. All right, Twins fans, it's already been an interesting offseason, and it won't be long before pitchers and catchers report. I'm going to give you the inside track on the absolute best fantasy baseball platform in the industry. It's Fantrax. Fantrax is the most customizable MLB fantasy platform in the industry, offering the greatest fantasy experience for your dynasty, keeper, redraft, and best ball leagues. Create or join a fantasy baseball commissioner league. Invite your friends and dominate your draft this season. It's also the top dynasty fantasy baseball platform in the industry. Coming from another service, Fantrax can import any of your current leagues and customize if needed. Ever have a trade go wrong or make a mistake in dropping a player? Fantrax Commissioner Tools allows you to undo any move with one simple click. Among the most trusted names in fantasy sports since 2008, Fantrax invites you to sign up today for free. If you do, you'll be entered to win an official MLB sign for Fernando Tatis Jr. Baseball. Simply go to Fantrax.com. That's FANTRAX.com/lockedon. Use the promo code Tatis when you sign up to be eligible to win. Don't miss this opportunity. Sign up today to win an official MLB sign for Fernando Tatis Jr. Baseball. Simply go to Fantrax.com/lockedon and use the promo code Tatis. Fantrax, the home of fantasy sports. Play ball. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone. You've got your neighbor's best friends logging for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Thank you again for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. Let's get to it. Ranking the top 10 Twins you're most likely to see debut in 2022. Number 10 was at AA last year. Came over midsummer. Semyon Woods-Richardson. Age-wise, he's younger than, I think, all nine on this list. So, age-wise, he's behind. Production-wise, he's behind. He didn't have a good year at AA. He needs development time. He needs consistency. I think he only threw 51 innings last year. Needs some consistency. Probably needs to spend most of 2022 at AA. Now, if he gets back and finds his command again and he pairs that with the increased strikeout numbers we saw last summer, could quickly be up to AAA. And like I said, could quickly be up to the Twins. A lot of these guys, they're already at AA. They have a chance. It's just jumping two levels. You go AAA, you can make a quick pit stop at AAA and be up with the Twins. Not out of the question for Semyon Woods-Richardson because he is a top prospect and because he is so talented and highly regarded and he's a large pitcher. I think he's going to be able to handle workloads later into seasons. Semyon Woods-Richardson is 10th. Number 9, I have Austin Martin, first position player on this list. Austin Martin coming along with Semyon Woods-Richardson. There we go. In that deal for Jose Barrios. Like Woods-Richardson, I think Martin just needs some time to develop that power. And I think he's an MLB-ready bat, to be honest with you, right now. Advanced college hitter from Vanderbilt. Comes up straight to double A and posts a 414 on-base percentage. It was ridiculous. I think he's going to put together good plate appearances at the majors. Like he could immediately, But you don't want to call him up prematurely. You don't want to call him up before he has a chance to develop that power when he's trying to adjust to major league pitching while also hitting for I want to see Austin Martin develop a little bit more at AA, at AAA before he's up with the Twins. But I think there's a chance you see him in 2022 because he's an advanced bat and he already has an advanced approach at the plate. He's just not a complete player quite yet, offensively and defensively. Eighth, I have Royce Lewis. You might be surprised. I have Royce Lewis ahead of Austin Martin, and maybe that's ill-advised, but I think the Twins, if they're planning on Royce Lewis starting at shortstop in 2023, which I am on the record saying I think that's the plan, is for Royce Lewis to start at shortstop in 2023, they're going to have to see him for sure in 2022. I think they're going to have to see him at least by September of 2022 if they want to feel confident going into 23 with him at shortstop. That's why I have him above Martin. I think Lewis is more on the fast track to being an everyday starter than Martin because the Twins need a shortstop. Now, if they go sign Trevor Story, I would probably flip those two because then Lewis at short is not as big of a priority at that point to get him looks at short. I still think there's a decent chance you're going to see him in 2022 for the Twins. Number seven, Matt Cantorino. Matt's coming on the show. Happy birthday to Matt Cantorino. He's coming on the show Thursday afternoon. I'm really excited about that. We talked a ton about Cantorino this summer and the amazing stint that he had before he went down with an injury. We'll talk to him. If you have any questions for Matt, please tweet them at me at NashWalker9 or at LockedOnTwins or DM if you don't want to send a tweet. And we'll ask Matt the best questions on Thursday. Can't wait to talk to him. But he has an electric arm. We talk about it all the time. Upper 90s fastball. Sharp breaking stuff. I think you could see him out of the bullpen super soon. And we're going to talk about that with him on Thursday. His thoughts on that, his thoughts on starting in the bullpen for the Twins, his thoughts on getting called up in 2022. We'll discuss all that with Matt. Number six, I have Drew Strotman. Strotman, in terms of like age and level, he's there. Like he could start for the Twins opening day weekend at this point, but the numbers just aren't there. He came over in the deal for Nelson Cruz along with Joe Ryan and just didn't pitch well for the Saints. And he had some nice stretches. He has good stuff, shoddy command, and just hasn't put it together. I think he's going to start in the AAA rotation. Strotman, again, could see him called up as a bullpen member in the summer for sure. Number five, I have Jordan Balazovic. Balazovic, age is there. Level at AA. Had some success at AA. Had that amazing stretch at AA. The numbers, like, I just think maybe you need to get another month of good starts before you feel comfortable calling him up. But we've discussed this. The Twins, Wes Johnson, on the record saying they were telling Balazovic to throw more changeups in some of his starts, to mix things up, to try to get lefties out, you know, use a different pitch mix than he would to get outs exclusively. So you can't always trust the numbers. Well, you can trust the stuff. The consistency, the stuff is there. The consistency wasn't there for Balazovic in 2021. But still, I have him top five for a prospect you could see because I think he's there. I think he's close. Probably going to start with St. Paul at AAA. Couple good starts. You could see him up like that. Let's talk about Stance before we get to our top four. Stance is amazing. Stance items are so colorful, so comfortable. Everything is so colorful, so comfortable. The apparel is very well made. It's super soft and entirely unique. It's a lot of fun to wear, and you're looking forward to purchasing more for yourself and others. Stance gives you a sense of confidence simply by feeling good. Been hearing a lot about Stance lately because it's so comfortable and colorful, and they just launched a new line of active apparel. Plus, it's holiday gifting time, and Stance is the coolest gift you can give. Again, incredibly comfortable and well made. Socks, underwear, apparel. It is wonderful. Stance believes that the perfect fit matters more than fitting in, that those who feel good do good. Go see for yourself. Register for an account at stance.com. Get 15% off your first purchase. Use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance. Let's get to our top four most likely prospects you'll see debut for the Twins in 2022. Number four, I have Yoan Duran. I'm just so bullish on Duran. if you haven't noticed that already, I'm just bullish. I'm bullish on his stuff. I'm bullish on his ability. I'm bullish on his future. I think Duran, a healthy Duran, is going to get outs and is going to get strikeouts and swings at misses at a really high level in the majors. And it hasn't quite been there in the minors, but I'm just a long-term believer in the stuff, in the fastball at 100, in the splinker, in his improved command. I think he is a prime candidate to make the first debut for the Twins in 2022, because I think you could see him in the bullpen as early as like May for the Twins, because they're gonna need to get him innings, and why not just get him innings in the majors if you're not trying to win in 2022? He's a really good example of that. Like, you're not doing any good other than, I guess, length at AAA, then just start him for the Twins. Like, see what happens there. Start him for the Twins. He's number four. Number three, I have Cole Sands, and Sands is above Duran, Balazovic, Stratman, Cantorino, because he's older, and, well, he's older than Duran and Balazovic. Stratman's numbers just aren't there. He could be older than Stratman too, but Sands was great at Florida State, has been great throughout the minors, was outstanding at AA last year for the Twins. I think he's ready. I think he's polished, and I think he can make an impact for them next year in the rotation, and I think it can happen fairly soon. That's why I have him third. Josh Winder, I have number two. We really were excited about Winder early last summer before he got injured. Shoulder fatigue, I believe, was what it was characterized as. But he was just carving up AA. He was the best pitcher in AA. Got moved up to AAA, was outstanding to start, struggled, then got shut down. But it was an outstanding year for Josh Winder. Increased velocity to go along with already very good command. So now you're looking at a mid-90s fastball and a deep repertoire. You already had command, so now you add the velocity and you have yourself a really interesting pitching prospect. And I think Josh Winder could make the team out of spring training. That's a bold prediction. I think he could if he has a good spring training and the Twins have rotation spots. Why not? Again, unless they're going out and trading for Montas Bassett, Sonny Gray, all the names we've discussed, why not start Josh Winder in the rotation next year? I don't see a reason why not. Another player who could make the team out of spring training, I think it's likely that he will in some capacity, and we'll go in deeper about this maybe tomorrow or Friday, is Jose Miranda, because I think when you look at Miranda and you look at this roster and you look at what he did last year, there's nothing more he has to do to find a way onto this team. Like, there's spots for him. He can platoon, you can free up a spot for him at third or at first or wherever. DH is open. He needs to be up, in my opinion. He needs to make the team out of spring training. If you send him to AAA after the year he just had, it's like, there's no reason for it. There's no reason for it other than you have some major league players on the roster already. But again, if you're not trying to win next year, and the Twins have given no inclination to me, other than extending Byron Buxton, which they needed to do, that they're trying to win next year, get the guys up. But Miranda's definitely going to play a role for the Twins next year. Barring injury, will definitely play for the Twins next year at some point. I'll argue until spring training that he should make the team out of camp. And we'll dive deeper into that later this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets is hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms. Thank you again. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins. Go Twins.